Hello everyone, it's Dr. Cynthia J. Hickman, your proactive caregiver advocate. Welcome to 2022. Our topic today is the definition of insanity, a new year with same challenges. Have you heard that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result? We've made it. Welcome to 2022. If you are like most, kissing 2021 goodbye is very exciting. Grateful that God has granted us the presence of another year. We've been through a lot, and for many caregivers, the new year brought the same challenges that require us to navigate the road. We were challenged in 2021 and will continue to be challenged in 2022. The question becomes, what did we learn to decrease our insanity behaviors to help us improve the care of our loved ones? Will you ask for help? As your proactive caregiver advocate, I am here to help you overcome the seasons of caregiver calamity. We should always learn from our past actions, and our past encounters should improve our actions and behaviors. Stress is deadly on many fronts, mentally and physically, and if not managed, problems soon develop. Now, we know that just because the number on the calendar changed, it does not change the need of a caregiver and a caregiver recipient. The repeated challenges of caregiving are often rooted in the same reactive behaviors. If we have ignored and suppressed the steps we need to take to better ourselves and improve our circumstance, the same thing is going to happen again in 2022. It's called insanity. What have we learned in 2021 on the caregiver journey? These are the things I hope that you've learned from me. You must forecast today's event on the caregiver journey. Participation is key. Preparation is key from every walk of life. Sometimes you have no control over the situations, outcomes of an illness or an injury, but you do know that you can educate yourself to provide best possible care. Identify and embrace support systems, learn their gifts and talents, and allow them to come in and help you in the caregiver space. And know your loved one's wishes and make sure you have documentation in a place where you can find them if they ever need it. Caregivers will always be a part of society. What occurs in the caregiving space will happen over and over again. But how you react and respond determines if you have learned anything over the past year. The more you get involved proactively, your stress decreases. Each day should be a day of improvement, a day of learning, being different, but most of all, be proactive. I'm your proactive caregiver advocate. I wish you well. Be safe.